So I've been talking about them all afternoon. My first guests on the Saturday show are going to be Periscope View. Now, they've been gigging all over the place, doing some pretty unique gigs as well, including one in a shop front, in a shop window that I'm going to be asking them about. They've been going to loads of festivals, playing all over the place, wearing interesting wigs as well. If their Facebook videos are anything to go by. So lots of things I need to get to the bottom of this afternoon, as well as all of us want to hear them play live. To wet your whistle, to get you ready for them playing live, I'm going to play you one of their tracks right now. This is Periscope View with their track Envelopes. And I'm very excited because I'm joined right now in the studio by a band that you can find on the We Love New Music section of Croydon Radio. That's how I first heard about them. And hopefully by the end of this, you will come to love them as I do, like my own children. They are Periscope View. Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Good. I'm glad you've made it down to the studio. If you wouldn't mind, what I think the best thing to do to start off with would be if you could each introduce yourselves and kind of tell the listeners what your role in the band is.
Okay, I'm Ian. I'm the keyboard player in the band. I also do a little bit of bass as well through my keys, so sort of multi-instruments through one keyboard. And I do a bit of the songwriting as well, so that's my role in the band.
I'm Helena. I write the lyrics and I'm the singer, and I also write some of the vocal melodies and harmonies as well.
And I'm the guitarist. I'm Simon. And I do a bit of writing as well. We kind of share the writing, most of the writing between the three of us, and our drummer as well, Jack. He's not here today, but I think he's cycling up a mountain in Sheffield, actually, currently.
As you do. Now, what that's interesting in terms of, you all have a hand in the writing process, in the creation process of your music. Does that ever get sort of complicated, or is there ever sort of a friction there where one person wants to add this in, someone else doesn't really want to? And how do you resolve issues like that?
It is, yeah, sometimes we don't all see eye to eye, and then I guess we kind of just keep trying new things, and then I feel like we've got quite a good chemistry. We kind of,
whoever whinges the most wins, and then we just get that idea.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Now, on your website, periscopeview.com, there is a little bio there of how you all met. So it says here that you guys first kind of, the seeds were sown back in January of last year when you first met. So why don't you tell the listeners, how did it all come together to form what is now this band?
Well, me and Simon met in December 2013 through mutual friends, and it was just as simple as this friend had like a dinner party, and me and Simon didn't know each other very well, and we had to walk to the tube together afterwards. I knew they played guitar, so we kind of started talking about writing music.
Yeah, me and the drummer Jack have been kind of school friends since we were back in secondary school. So we've been playing in bands together since we were like 13. And we've just kind of finished playing in a band together. And yeah, like Helena says, we kind of met each other through Jack, actually, through a mutual friend that Jack has. And it just all came from that, really. And Ian's a friend of mine from university, so an old friend of mine as well, so... Yeah, we're all kind of friends of friends that have come together, really, to form this group.
Ian, how would you describe the Periscope View sound?
Fantastic. It's kind of, it's indie rock influences, some electronic influences, a bit of jazz as well, I would say. Any other sort of genres, do you think, guys?
I think you've got covered it there, a bit alternative.
Yeah. I guess our influences would be bands like Arcade Fire, Radiohead. Helena, your influences might be slightly different.
Yeah, I'm a massive fan of Wordsmiths. I love Emmy the Great, Courtney Barnett, Kate Tempest, people like that.
But it's really varied, I think, what we listen to. Like, we all really got into a band called Go-Go Penguin recently, who are a jazz band, kind of modern jazz from Manchester. And, yeah, I think it's, like, that really influenced Ian's piano, like, keyboard style. Recently, in more recent months. So,
and I noticed on the website one thing that I really liked was that you've got all your lyrics up on the website as well. What was the kind of thinking behind that? Because you don't often see that with bands, that they'll put all their lyrics actually up there for people to look at.
I think we kind of tell stories, and it's also nice that if people really are into the music, they can have a look and then sing along as well when they come and see us play.
So you'd like them to print out the lyrics and bring them?
No, but you know what it's like. Oh, yeah. Hold them up in case like I forget them. You know what it's like when you kind of like to sing along to a song, but you don't quite know the words?
And yes.
Yeah. You end up singing like Tangerine instead of Dancing Queen or something like that. So.
Yeah. It's been useful as well, actually. A couple of times when Helen has not been able to like make a rehearsal or something like that, I've had to kind of step in and having the lyrics online all there, because I don't always remember all the lyrics. So it's quite useful. So yeah.
From looking through the lyrics and listening to the music, quite a lot of the music, maybe you would disagree, it would be maybe fair to say it's quite melancholy. It's quite sort of... there's a lot of sort of thinking about things in the past, I noticed, and stuff like that. Where do you think that comes from in terms of where is that influence there? Because you all seem happy, generally happy people, but a lot of the music is, I'm not saying it's sad, but there's definitely a lot of lyrics I noticed about thinking back to childhood or things that had previously happened.
I think I've always wanted to write lyrics, and then until I met Simon, I never really had the opportunity. So a lot of this stuff I might have written over years, and then so it's all just kind of, I'm like releasing all these words now. So that's like quite a bit of it is in the past. Some of it is actually newer stuff as well. It kind of just depends really what's going on in and around my life or other people's lives as well.
Is it quite therapeutic?
Yes, yeah. I do love writing.
I previously played, before the start of the interview, one of your tracks, Envelopes. What is that about?
It's just about kind of wanting something that's right in front of you, but not being sure if you should take it.
Would you say that all of the music, is it quite personal, either, as you say, to you or people you know? Is it easier to write about things that you personally experienced rather than to try and put yourself into a sort of random situation?
That is generally my style. I have written a few other things, actually, that I'm yet to bring to the band that are from the point of view of other people.
Okay, intriguing. Now I'm going to play another one of your tracks. Really excited because very soon you guys are going to be playing live for us. But I'm going to play another one of your tracks. This one's called Stanner Street. Give us a bit of a background on this one before we have a listen.
It is about a previous relationship, and it's quite simply the person lived on Stanner Road. So.
Okay, right. Well, this is Periscope View with Stanner Road, and we will be right back with more from them. So we're back with Periscope View, and they've just been warming up, getting ready to play their first track for us live here in the studio. When you're getting ready to play live, and whether that's a gig or whatever, do you have a sort of set routine that you guys go through to sort of get ready for it?
I am an advocate of pineapples and pineapple juice. They're anti-inflammatory, they're really good for your voice. And also sirens, like I was just doing then, the whole lip trills.
I thought you were just doing an impression of a cat or something. Is it very important for you to, do you have to sort of really take care of your voice? Is it something that you can sort of damage if you don't look after it properly?
Yeah, you do have to look after it. It is your instrument. Mine's a little bit sore at the moment, actually, but I'm trying to be good and look after it and do all my vocal exercises.
Well, thank you for taking the time to come down to the studio and play live for us. So if you're ready, what's the first track that you're going to be doing for us this afternoon?
This is a song called August 2nd.
Okay, so whenever you guys are ready, take it away.
We shared a birthday, and she gave me a book with pages that rustled softly. I'd write you letters and tear them up. Come for the corner on Broken Hole. Only she could love you, but I thought that I could too. I save myself 'cause I can't save you. Save myself 'cause I can't save you. Always wondered if it's how she felt about your old man when they first met. Expect you're like him. History repeats. Did she have more strength? 'Cause I'm
Wow, that was amazing. Thank you so much, guys. We're going to have more from the guys very soon. I'm just going to give them a few minutes to get ready for a second track they're going to be playing for us. And while they're getting ready, I just want to remind all the listeners that we are live and interactive here on Croydon Radio. If you want to pose a question or if you have a comment or a query for the guys, Periscope View, you can get on the shout box right now. So croydonradio.com. Leave a message. It will come straight through to me in the studio. And guys, are you okay to take any questions that our listeners might have for you?
Yeah, bring it on.
Okay, all right. There you go. Sounds like a challenge. So if you do want to leave a message or a comment or anything for Periscope View, all you've got to do is get to croydonradio.com, click on the shout box section, leave a message, and that will come straight through to me. So more from Periscope View after this.
We love new music on Croydon Radio.
Okay, so we're back with the guys from Periscope View, and they are very kindly agreed to do a second track for us live right now. What is the name of this track?
This is a song called Five Strings, and it's on our EP, the Grey's Grown EP as well,
which is out right now.
Yes.
It is. Okay, so whenever you guys are ready, take it away.
Too late now. Just people looking out at passing cars. No finish line. Mascara and thoughts are all straight. Funny old empty record day. Reasoning best, short term not to peak. Funny old empty record day. Should we make decisions after too little sleep? One door closed. Didn't get the chance to truly hear why. Departed with a heart that changes more than the sky. Funny old end to a good start. Right now we don't know where we'll be next week. Funny old end to a good start. Should we make decisions when we're less than concrete? Hesitation.
Thank you. Thanks again. Two amazing tracks there that we're getting to listen to absolutely live here, which is one of the reasons why I love doing this show. In fact, we've had a few people on the shout box who are clearly loving it as well. We've got a few questions. So you said you'd be willing to answer anything. So.
I regret that now.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the questions that someone's asked, I'm glad they did, because I was going to ask it anyway. There's a video of you guys, I think it's on your Facebook page, where you're recently doing a gig. I think it's at a festival. and someone's asking, why are you wearing funny wigs?
We always do.
Where
that.
Are these? Yeah, I was half expecting you'll turn up this afternoon with these wigs on.
It was last weekend we did the festival, and it's recently been my birthday. So the night before we played, I made everybody dress up as Dolly Parton. I don't know why. I just thought it'd be fun, and it really was. I do recommend it as a theme.
Yeah, and the festival spirit kind of caught hold, and we decided to carry on the theme for the performance.
That's a fair enough answer then.
Yeah.
And someone else has asked, what song means the most to you, to the band?
Might be different for different people, I think.
Yeah, I think it is. As for me, I think, I feel like Grey's Grown, the title track of our EP, was like our first kind of almost breakthrough song that really brought us all together. My favourite song that we've written so far is a song called Playgrounds. Which is as yet unrecorded.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. My favourite's probably the song, the jazz song we got called Part of Me, just because it's a bit different. But yeah, we haven't recorded that one yet either. Simon, what about you?
I think Stanner Road always gets a really good reception when we play it live. And I really like the recorded version of that as well. So, yeah, and it's a bit of a... So I think it's got a lot of our different styles in that song as well. So, yeah, I think that's a standout song for me.
Now, you guys have been doing a fair amount of gigs and festivals and such. On your website, it does have a sort of list of what you've done and what you've got coming up. I was intrigued by one recent gig where you played in a shop. Was it a shop window?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not something you see every day. What's the backstory behind that?
Quite a long one, I think. Originally, we were supposed... It was a little gig in Sidcup. The original idea was that it was going to be 24 hours of people standing in a shop front window dressed as mannequins to break a Guinness World Record.
Okay.
That got cancelled last minute, but they still asked us to kind of, like, play anyway. So we did, went along, dressed up in silly costumes as we usually do.
Yeah, we did it for comic relief in the end.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it raised quite a bit of money. It was a really fun, unusual gig as well.
Hear you through the glass?
Yeah. Stuck some speakers outside.
And in the end, I just went on the street and sang and made people give us money, not us, comic relief. So, yeah,
yeah,
it was a good laugh.
We raised quite a bit, didn't we?
Yeah.
Over £200.
Over 200.
Wow. Yeah.
It was good. Yeah.
Do you have a favourite gig or festival that you've done so far?
EP launch?
Yeah. EP launch.
Definitely.
What made that one so special?
It's the first time I think everything really came together. We had a really supportive crowd who were really into it. We were all on top form. The sound was really good. Just a great vibe. And it was a real, real celebration for us and our fans.
Yeah.
So finally... actually have a product to kind of buy.
It was
sell.
Also one of the first gigs with our new bass player who also produced the EP for us, Dell, who's aka DJ Sonic, and there's a few of his remixes on the EP as well. So it's been great to have him on board playing a bit of real bass as opposed to Ian's keyboard bass.
So remember, anyone listening here, this, if you've missed any of the interview, if you've missed any of the performances, this show will be available to download as a podcast tomorrow morning from 9 o'clock. You can either go to the Croydon Radio website, croydonradio.com, or go to iTunes and download the show directly from there. Now, guys, I'm sure everyone listening who's never heard your music before is now an instant fan, and they'll want to know more of how they can follow you, how they can come and watch you live and buy the music and all of that good stuff. where can we find you online? What's the best way to keep in contact with you? Let us know.
You can find everything at www.periscopeview.co.uk. And all of our social handles are just / or at periscopeview.
Mm. Is it important to have a presence on social media as a band nowadays?
It's vital, yes. It's so important. I think as well, there's just so many people out there, and the internet, it makes music accessible as well. So it's a great way for people to be able to listen to what you're doing, see what's coming up as well.
And do you, what gigs have you got coming up over the next few weeks?
Well, this Thursday coming, we are playing at the Islington. So that's the 20th of August. And it's also our drummer's birthday as well. So it's going to be a bit of a party, that one.
Maybe some wigs.
Yeah, some wigs.
Yeah. Wigs and maybe cake.
Wigs and cake. Okay, so that's the 20th. So the 20th in the Islington.
Yes.
And then further details of everything you need to know, as I say, is on the website. So just get on the website or Twitter or Facebook and all that type of good stuff. But thank you guys so much for coming down. It was a pleasure to have you here.
And, thanks for having us.
And hopefully we'll get you back down to the studio at some point in the future. It sounds like you've got a lot of music still yet to be released.
So yep, that's true.
Yeah.
The best is yet to come.
We hope so. Yeah. Hope so.
Brilliant. Well, going to finish off the interview this afternoon with, you've already mentioned the track, Grey's Grown. So this is the title track off of your EP.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Periscope View with Grey's Grown. Mm.